Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It was a weird energy as soon as we walked in because my mom didn't tell us that my dad had arrived. And I walk in, my mom had all the lights dimmed low. I was like,
Mom, Darth Vader has arrived.
Mom, are you okay? And she's like, tu papá ha llegado. And I said, Dad's home? And I said, oh, now this all makes sense. You're in mourning from your freedom. And I also was shocked that you have to go under for a cola. I thought you could stay awake.
You can do it twilight.
I've had them both. I've had them when I've had them when I was conscious, and I've had them when I've been put out. Recently, all the colonoscopies I have, and I have one every week. People don't realize that about me. They knock you out.
Well, that's why we moved the show start time over the summer.
Yeah. Oh, when you turn, first of all, sir, this is what you deserve to be called. Sir.
God bless you. There you go.
When you are 62 years old, you have paved the way. You don't have to do anything anymore if you don't want to. You understand me? You have seen.
Would you rebook CT for a future? He's already rebooked on the show.
Every other Monday. Bro.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show, enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Telluride, Colorado. Let me see if I... Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
Exactly. That's exactly
Tegucigalpa.
Right.
Tegucigalpa.
Yeah.
Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Keystone, South Dakota. Santanella, California. Mays, Kansas. Is that named after the corn?
No, it's named after the disc jockey.
Mays. Istanbul, Turkey. All of you checking in, we appreciate that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Full disclosure and full honesty right now. Oh, by the way, we have a wonderful comedian that's going to be joining us in a few minutes here, Clayton C.T. Thomas, and he's on tour right now with Martin Lawrence, and he's going to be appearing in Baltimore. We'll bring him in a second. I got to tell you, I'm fighting the urge to really want to F off this week. I can't help myself. I'm finding myself unmotivated for even this wonderful job that I have. I vegetated for a good chunk of the weekend, and I look forward to more vegetating this week
even
with the Thanksgiving holiday.
Even these two shining faces on the other side of the Zoom call?
No. I have no doubt that as we get rolling and we get into the show today, my energy level will come up. But I this is such an anomaly for me where I really come in here and kind of let go a sigh.
Yeah.
Like time to make the donut sigh. I normally have a getting up and getting ready to go is for everybody on a Monday kind of bleh.
Sure.
But usually when I'm at this stage, like talking to you guys right before I come in, I don't have that holiday mode.
You're probably of your environment. Is anybody around you moving and grooving?
Yes, my daughter and her boyfriend Connor have come down from East,
that's
and they
it.
Are here.
See?
So we're just in yesterday. It was just bad eating, and they're all lounging around out there. My son's off of school, and yes.
If my family were home, like yours is home.
Yes.
And I can't speak for our audience, but even the most diligent and the part of us that are workaholics seems to feel out of place when everybody around us isn't working.
Yeah, the amazing sleep machine is home and in my home. And
so you've got your progeny. So
both
that's
of them, yeah.
Everybody's effing
it's
off,
normal.
And I want to F off.
But we're here to serve. I don't
we're
feel
here
that
to,
way.
And you know, and we're another man serve. That's working, a man who's working
yes.
harder
yes.
Than we are is C.T. Thomas, Clayton C.T. Thomas, who is going to be appearing two Thanksgiving shows. Let's bring Clayton in here, C.T. Tickets are available at BaltimoreComedy.com. He is a Detroit native. CT is a 16-year comedy veteran, winning over audiences worldwide. And for the past 4 years, there he is, CT has been on tour with the Martin Lawrence Lit AF Comedy Tour. Did I get that right, CD?
You got CT? It perfect, man. It's
okay.
Perfect. Our Martin Lawrence dude, we just wrapped up the tour, feeling incredible, glad to be here. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
We're doing great. We're talking about, I'll be honest with you, CT, I came in today, and I've got one of my daughters who came down from D.C., and they're all kind of lounging on the couch right now, and I'm normally a pretty motivated guy. I have this incredible desire just to F off today and just to I don't know what's wrong with me, but, the show must go on. You know that. Right, CT?
Let me tell you something, man. The fact that they're at home chilling right now and you are doing work lets me further know that they need to switch positions with what you're doing right now. That's
yes,
what
support me. Support
the
me.
Freedom
show
that you should have just by yes. being at home.
I'm 62.
You pay all the bills. You're right. 62 years old and you paying all the bills and you still got to work?
No, I don't pay their bills. They are on their own. They're
Mike's
doing their
been
thing.
Been married three times.
Why did you immediately steamroll into that fact?
Well,
because
you have. It's not like you've been working this whole time and been able to amass some sort of fortune. You had to give
He's
away
62.
Half of it.
Listen, what do you think happens when you get when you turn? First of all, sir, this is what you deserve to be called, sir.
Sir,
God bless you. There you go.
When you are 62 years old, you have paved the way. You don't have to do anything anymore if you don't want to. You understand me? You have seen.
Would you rebook CT for a future? He's already rebooked on the
Every
show.
Every other Monday.
Bro,
he'll be at your
I'm
house
you,
on
man.
Thursday, Mike.
Mike, you have seen the change from VHS to DVD alone. That alone should get you some days off. You understand me? You have seen cable be created. You don't have to work. You deserve to be praised on a daily basis.
I used a cell phone as large as a Samsonite suitcase.
Do you remember that phone? The phone that was a brick that you held on your
yes.
phone, and you could only dial like this. Now you can just touch screen.
Yeah,
and only a few people had it mm-hmm. back in
well,
the
Mike,
day.
You had a car phone that was like built into your car, didn't you?
Well, I mean, you could get them, but yeah. once again, I'm saying when they were that big, they were also pretty exclusive for people. Yeah. You know,
and
they
technically
were,
every car phone was built into the car because it's the,
built
it's
built
car
into
phone.
The car.
But,
yes.
But with that said, I'm still on the fact that they are at home chilling and you are at work at 62. Let me tell you something. If I'm not done with my entire professional life by 47, then I have a problem. You understand me?
You know, I have to give you your plugs here because you're going to be talking about hardworking. You're doing two shows and you're going to be in Baltimore. And I want to make sure we've got this right here for the you're going to be at. God, they're so big. These bios here. Are you at the
Baltimore Comedy Factory?
Baltimore Comedy 7:30. We're going to see. If we end up adding a second show, it's up to the fair people of Baltimore. 7:30 Wednesday night, day before Thanksgiving. I want the family there. I want to because a lot of people will say, "Hey, do you mind if I bring my aunt and my uncle and my cousins?" I'm like, "Yes, I want everybody. I don't just want one person." At
Perfect.
Well, the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving is
yeah,
the at least it was until I became elderly is. Right? Remember the party night?
Oh, it's a classic party night.
Remember when I owned the bar and we had a big night on Wednesday night is the night to party.
Also,
that's the night to go out.
College kids all come back together, you know, their first night back. Then that's a great night to party.
Also, for a comedy show, you don't have to ditch your parents. Bring them along.
Yeah, bring them along.
You know what it is? Here's the thing. Whether you're in college, whether you got the night before Thanksgiving to cook, there are some people who ain't going to be cooking. If you're not in the kitchen, you got to be at the show. You understand me? If you ain't got no responsibilities, plugging that turkey. Plug it at ham. I need you to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory 7:30 Wednesday night. You understand?
Listen, I have to tell you something that I was watching a lot of your stuff online. And,
Thank you, man.
And CT's got a Just Us League podcast as well. But you've done so much stand-up. I mean, there are really people that are just natural. I think your stand-up is really, really fantastic. But what kicked me over the top where I was because I mean, if Rob will come to me. It's the way it works. He said, "Would you be interested?" I said, "Let me go on and check it out." And that's normally a process for me. I actually go to see not being as familiar with your work as I should be, and I go and I look and I love the stand up. But the moment that I immediately called Rob back. I said, "Please put him on this show."
Because you're already getting a Christmas present. So
this is what did it for me because this is balls. This to me is you're on stage and I think. I think when that you're going over better than you think you're going, because I hear the audience, but you have obviously been part of a few guys that have come out before you, and you're not getting the reaction that you want from the audience. And I have done this when you're out, because there is, as you know, in the world of performance, this love-hate line, and you are just kind of going off on the audience, and it was so funny. Crowd work is the whole thing where you're just sitting there, and they're just kind of, yeah, what about this guy? This guy sitting there with his arms folded, and you're just going off on these people. I love that. That's just so real, you know? I mean, it's what I like about, in his later years, George Carlin, about just the, you know, harnessing and doing it in a funny way, that anger, where you've got these people that have no business being at a comedy show. They're usually sitting in the front row. I could not do what you do, because I would be always, you know, sitting there. I'd do 2 hours with one guy. I said,
yo, here's the funny thing. You're already hilarious. Like, if you would have told me that you were a veteran as well, I would have believed it. Because here's the thing. First of all, thank you for that high praise. It's massive, man. I love, as a comedian, when I perform, I love to make every show its own show. And what that means is, this is live. I'm here in person. I want you guys to walk away with some inside jokes that we create tonight. The energy that we make tonight is for us. This cannot be duplicated. You won't see this performance on television, because this is for us. So that particular night, man, I'm not having it, because, you know, people be acting funny. I don't want nobody.
You know which one I'm talking. You know the clip I'm talking about, right? You know where you said it was so. It was so real, and I would just love that. And you know, it's just fun. No, as far as stand up is concerned, I don't know. There are two things I can tell a story, and some people do stand up like that. But having the rhythm, and having the temperament for it, and being able to just weave in and out. I've never, you know, I've emceed a few, you know, back in the day. God, talk about being old. You know, emceed a few comedy shows. But stand-up is something I've always had mad respect for, simply because of how hard it is to do. And it's a different animal. And I don't think anybody that has never been around stand-up comedians or knows about it really gets just how cool it is to be able to do that. But both
here's the thing, man.
Go ahead.
Even hearing you say that, I would love, number one, for you guys to come Wednesday night, but I want you to get up before I go up. I want to hear a 5-minute story in front of my audience. Because, first of all, you already have me laughing just talking about your daughters. Like, I want to hear a true classic Mike story on stage. It's open invitation if you want it. I'm not going to pressure you, but I want to hear some fire, because I know you got something to say.
It's wonderful. And Mike loves this. You're kissing his ass. It's perfect.
No, Edmund, it's real talk.
Mike and I.
Hey, he's just being kind, you son of a bitch.
For 10 years. The last 5 years, we haven't seen Mike more than twice.
Yeah, he lives in Florida.
You're talking about me coming up to. Well, I was going to mention that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's so bad for Mike being home. We're good.
Yeah. Where are you now? Where are you now, CT? Where are you in Baltimore now, yet?
No. So here's the funny thing, man. So I'm still in LA right now. I get on a flight tomorrow morning. Here's the crazy part, man. When I'm on a plane, and I don't know if you guys are like this, I don't like the aisle seat. I'm a window seat guy, right?
Okay. Me too.
However,
me too.
When I get that aisle seat, there's a couple things that are going to be changed. Number one, ain't nobody going to the bathroom unless y'all done went before we sat down. You understand? Ain't no reading lights coming on. We are sitting still until this flight is over. Because I had a situation. They put me in the aisle on my last flight. And then the girl in the middle and the guy on the window kept trying to get up and go to the bathroom. I say, look now. Y'all had this opportunity before we took off. Now, I asked y'all, did y'all want to get up? Y'all keep on getting up. Ain't nobody getting up for the rest of this flight. Now, I'm daddy when I get on a plane.
Can you sleep on a plane? Are you able to sleep when you get on a plane?
This is my secret, man. So I prefer getting on the first thing smoking in the mornings, right? So I'll stay up all night, and then I'll be up for that 5 a.m. flight, get on the plane, and I go right to sleep. Unless I get that aisle seat, and then I'm wide awake because they bump you with that cart.
As big as I am, I'd probably take the middle seat rather than the aisle seat.
You want the middle?
Well, no, I prefer the window seat. But I mean, yes, if you give me a choice between the aisle, I'm a phobic flyer. So even though I fly all the time, or I used to fly all the time before I came to a assisted living community down here.
Hold on a second. You're in an assisted living community?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm still working. I still do. It is not 55. There are children that live in there. And I'm a father. I have an 8-year-old son. Nice. So I'm, and that's it. No, I don't like the lack of control. And the aisle seat is more not being able to even see the window. And I'm freaked out by that. And I wish you luck with what I'm seeing in the news as far as travel. I think you're going Baltimore to LA, you should be fine with that, but they have a pilot shortage. That's what I heard yesterday. Every local news show is trying to terrify us right now as far as shortages for stuff for Thanksgiving, shortages if you're traveling. I heard that. I have no idea
what
it's true.
The reason, Mike, there's no pilots is they're all out looking for cranberries, and they can't report to work. That's the problem.
Okay. All right.
Pilots, man, I can't believe it's a shortage because every flight that I get on, you get that super long-winded pilot. It's like, hey, everybody, we are heading out to Baltimore this morning. If everybody could just sit down and buckle up. I'm like, fam, this is not a club. I'm not trying to hear the DJ right now. I just want to get in the air. Let's get to where we're going. I don't want to hear this long summary of everything going on.
So you go to Baltimore, and then your home base is Los Angeles. Is that where you're based out of right now?
Based in L.A.
You know, the tour with Martin Lawrence has gone really, really well for you guys. Did COVID screw you up in any way when you were running around the country?
You know what's crazy, man? So this is the wild part. So right at the beginning of the shutdowns of everybody starting to stay home and flights were getting canceled, I was on set, right? I was filming a TV show on CBS called All Rise. And literally, as I'm wrapping my scene, I have to get on a flight in about 2 hours to go to Florida. So the director is like, hey, CT, listen, man, great job. But, you know, you might want to check and see if the show's still going on because they're canceling. I say, listen, man, I appreciate your concern, but this is 20,000 people, brother. They're not going to just cancel a 20,000 seat show the day before. Come on, man. But thank you so much for your concern. I said it really cocky, right? So I leave set. I called the tour manager because I'm like, let me just be safe. And, you know, just like, hey, man, I'm about to get on the plane. I'm leaving set right now. He's like, nobody called you? I said, no. Nobody called me for what? He's like, yeah. So the show's canceled, man. All this COVID stuff. I say, if I didn't call you, who would have told me? Just in the arena by myself in another state? So it definitely screwed us up.
Wow. Oh, wow. But then it, you know, the thing with, I remember back in June, I was traveling back in June, and we had that lull when we thought we were at the finish line. And then, and then it came back, and now I think you're going to do really well at the Baltimore Comedy Factory simply because I get the sense that people are ready. We're not where we should be,
we're in masks. We went to comedy. We've been to comedy clubs.
Sure.
We're in masks.
During COVID. You went to a few comedy clubs with that.
Well, not even. I mean, this is like a month ago I went. Like, this is, people are going back. The Improv, right? DC Improv, right on the corner here.
You played the Improv, haven't you?
Yeah, man, I've been there before. It's special now because, like you said, people are wanting to come out. Outside of people wanting to come out, last June, first of all, let's just talk about the elephant in the room. We thought it was going to last 2 weeks. That's what they told us. They said 2 weeks, out in these streets.
Just don't touch your face, you'll be okay. Right.
Don't touch your face, you'll be okay. We have been in the house a year and a half. I didn't even get the memo that we could come out when we could come out. I just saw people outside. I said, "Is this? I thought we were supposed to be inside." They said, no, we free again. I said, we free again. Nobody tells me anything is what I'm trying to get to y'all.
So when you were touring with Martin around the country, how many, tell me about that show. What was that show? How many comedians would be on that that show?
So for the tour, because it fluctuates lineups, right? So you got myself, you got the legendary Martin Lawrence. We're talking Ricky Smiley, Adele Givens, D-Ray Davis, and then we would do a different lineup. It would also be Bruce. It'd be Benji Brown. It'd be B Simone. It would also be Chico Bean. It's such a vast lineup. Donnell Rawlins, like, it always changes city to city, but every show was so much love because, you know, all the names that I mentioned, I get up there and they're like, oh, you know, a couple people know who I am. And then I always tell the audience, I say, listen, if you don't know who I am, by the time I get off the stage, you will, because they wouldn't just put anybody on tour with Martin Lawrence. And the crowd just goes crazy. And there's so much love from the Lit AF tour, man. Just one of the most humbling, wide eye opening experiences I've ever had, because it teaches you how to perform in an arena, which is completely different than doing a comedy club or even a small theater.
How is it? I'm curious about that, because I mean, I know that when, God, I think back to the shows that I've seen comedians in arenas, it's rarefied air to be, shut up, Frankie!
This just got real.
Frankie! I'm sorry, CT.
Mike is a dog. He's a dog owner.
And I am in love with dogs. I don't own a dog. But let me tell you something.
I'll airlift my dog to you.
That Frankie is cold with it. And he was quiet.
He's a chihuahua. So, God, I can't believe, I'm trying to think of the...
Well, Dice.
I saw that. I saw way back when, sorry to bring up the name, Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. That's how old I am. Mm-hmm. I saw him at the old Capitol Center. What is the difference between... Because you think of comedy with the brick wall, intimate, you know, three rows in front of you, you're talking to people. What is the... How do you do it differently? I mean, it's a different weird.
Here's the thing, and nobody ever trains you to do it. It's like literally on the fly job exposure experience. So when you get in front of an arena, right? So in my blessing, there have been 20,000 people when we do these shows. So when you get on stage, you have to realize that when you hit a punchline, your laughs travel to the back of the room first, right? So I'm on stage all the way back here. The laughs go all the way to the back. Then they hit me, and then they go towards the middle. Now, before they go towards the middle, you got to be starting up your next joke, because a lot of comedians are rapid fire. So they'll say a joke, and then it goes to the back of the room, and then they start another joke before it comes to the front. So now the crowd doesn't give you the laughter that you want, because they're confused. They can't hear you because they're still laughing at the previous thing you said. So it's a timing thing.
Keep score when you're out there? I mean, do you have a particular city that you say? I mean, of all the towns that we've played on this tour, there's one particular town that you feel the love for.
Yeah, man. And here's the thing. I'm so glad you asked. And I'm not saying this just to be saying it. For me, man, Baltimore has shown me so much love since the last time I came here, 2011, when I was at the Baltimore Comedy Factory, is myself, Brandon T. Jackson. And the crowd in Baltimore showed so much love. I've been trying to get back here since that moment, because Baltimore feels like the cousins that your mom says, all right, now, don't be out all night when you go over there. That feels like those things.
Okay, I get
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get in trouble because somebody going to tell me. Yes. You know, who know your mama? That's what Baltimore feels like for me. And it's so much love that I've been trying to get back, dude. Now, tell me more about Frankie. Now, before we get to the next question.
All right, let me give you your plug, and then I'll tell you about my dog. Go see CT, two special. He's going to do one, and if he sells out the first one, he'll do a second one. Two shows at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. That's this coming Wednesday, November 24th. Check it out at Team CT on social.
This
and,
will sell
you'll be
out.
Able to get that.
It will sell. It's got to sell out.
Tickets are available at baltimorecomedy.com. And the dog situation is, and I was going to put this on my show list today. I do live down here in Florida, and I did. I live in one of those where they, you know, they poop out all the same houses, and it's a small little house I have. And I take my dog out in the morning, and Frankie is chill as far as walking. So I have a Boston Terrier, and I have a Chihuahua, and I'm walking the Chihuahua with the Boston Terrier, and I don't put the Chihuahua on a leash because he's old, about 12 years old, so he's long in the tooth for a Chihuahua.
He's an adult.
The Boston Terrier is like like a pup. And so Frankie shoots out. I leave the door open. That's how I say, Frankie, you can come out. And just he goes slow. And that unless there's another dog. And this lady came walking down the street with one of her man cuts, as I like to say, in the neighborhood. And she's got her little beagle mutt mix. And Frankie shoots out the door and runs straight across the street to attack the other dog. And it's just, you know, they're a pain. I love my Boston Terrier. I don't care for the Chihuahua, to be perfectly honest with you.
You don't care for the Chihuahua.
I don't like the Chihuahua. I'm kind to the dog. I'm nice to the dog.
Cordial.
But the dog, is, you know, it's very, they're just a pain in the ass. I live like an old man down here. I walk dogs. Mike, there's nothing more emasculating than walking a little dog with a leash, a dog 3 inches long. It's Mike, not.
You're looking at this the wrong way. And after I say this to you, you're going to be seeing it different. You're 62 years old. Huge blessing, right? You are looking at this dog like he's not also 62 in his mind. You understand? You have to look at him like an equal. That's the problem. That's y'all disconnect. Yeah. See, he wants the respect of a fellow adult, and you looking at him like he's a kid. So if y'all look at each other like, hey, man, let's go outside. Let's check out these young pups. I promise you, he will be different.
Well, you've used the word blessing. Let me think. Maybe tomorrow morning when I wake up, I will look down at Frankie and go, Frankie, you are a blessing.
Hey, there you go. And you respect
I love dogs, man.
You say that to Frankie, he'll growl.
Do you have dogs? Do you have any dogs?
And that's the thing. No, man. We had a dog, right? So we just moved into a bigger spot, but we were in an apartment. And here's the crazy part. So my owners of the, I guess you could say landlords of the building at the time were like, hey, no dogs, no pets. So we were like, man, I really want a dog. So here's the crazy part. The owners died, right? So when the owners
died. Of the building you lived in?
Of the building we lived, they died. So I was like, well, rules out the window, right?
What do you mean, two of them?
They both died, fam. Like, back
to back. What was it, a murder-suicide or something? What happened?
Let me tell you. So they were older. They were a little long in the tooth, as you should say.
Blessings.
About 80.
Blessings to them.
Blessings to them. You know, they were great people. And I was like, all right, it's time to get this dog, baby. You understand? I'm in the game.
Right.
So we get a dog. And we have this neighbor above us at the time. And he's like, hey, you know, the rule is there are no dogs. And I was like, hey, man, that was the rule until the owners died. I don't know if you realize they are no longer with us. The rule's out. Who's going to enforce them? They are gone. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, well, you know, I can't have a dog. And I'm like, that's the you can. You can have a dog if you want. You can have a cat. You can have anything because the owners are dead. And we were trying to crate train the dog at first, and then he was barking a little loud. And then the neighbor above us was complaining a lot, and we had to give the dog back. But I love that dog so much, and I want to get another one. But the way these carpets are set up, I refuse to allow myself to be training a puppy and poop on these brand new carpets, man. But I'm going to work it out.
Well, good luck with that. You know, as far as now that the tour's over, I'm looking at your resume here. You've been on All Rise, Modern Family, Superior Donuts, Insecure. So you're doing a lot of TV. Is that the plan, that you want to do more acting and stuff like that?
Well, here's the thing, man. When you're a multi hyphenate, like, you know, like they call it, I'm acting, I'm doing stand up, I'm creating online content, and, you know, all of these different things you have to make time for. I enjoy doing television, but I enjoy connecting with my fan base more. I call them my fan base because they're more like my family, the people that support me. And creating the content for them rewards me in a way like none other, because the people that are going to be at this show tonight, Wednesday night, are a lot of the members of Team CT. These are the people who've been watching the videos. They've been, you know, checking me out stand-up wise for years, or seeing the appearances on TV. So it's being able to meet them in person. The only reason I wanted to go on tour was to meet the people that support me in person. I love the shaking hands. I'm like, look, I want to shake hands. I'm fully good. I did everything you're supposed to do. Let me get a picture with y'all. Like, just to say thank you, because so rarely do we get the opportunity to tell the people who support us, thank you, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And there's nothing like it.
So true.
What I hear from most stand-ups is that it is, you know, even when you're doing TV, getting out there and getting on stage, there's nothing like it. And, you know, as I said, I've emceed them, but I've never, that's a rush. And that's to get that fix constantly, and doing it as long as you've been doing it. It's got to be an awful lot of fun, I would think.
Man, 16 years, man. It'll be 17 in January. I started young. I was like, I want to be the young old guy, you know, the elder statesman that's been doing it for a while, but still young. But I would really like to see you perform, because even seeing you talk now, it's like you have such a, if you say this stuff on stage, you'll kill, because mm-hmm. it's just, you're naturally speaking. You're not like being a character or anything.
And I think I'm going to start maybe at some small nursing homes down here, and you know, try to work my way.
Maybe we do a live scene show of Mr. Saturday Night when Billy Crystal is the older comic in the nursing home. Yo, that could be you.
That's a great reference. Mr. Saturday Night is so slept on.
It is.
How about that buffet? How about that buffet that you get with the thing, and the boy comes around and he's got the eggs are not real eggs; they're made of powder, huh?
Powder. How about that? You left me with no summer. I had no summer.
One last question about Martin Lawrence. You never saw him like throw a chair or anything like that, you know, as far as, you know, the high-strung headliner. Is any Martin stories at all?
You know, and
I
know
I hate to ask, but I have to ask.
I mean, as performers, we all get a little tense before.
Of course,
live,
sure.
I get that.
Yeah. Yo, Martin Lawrence, man, and because this is the guy, let me tell you about full circle. This is the man that made me want to be a comedian. So okay. I would sneak downstairs and watch Def Comedy Jam and watch him and be like, oh my God, I want to do that. And watching him on his TV show, it was very important to go back to acting. I wanted to be just as great as an actor as I was a stand-up comedian, because it seemed seamless for him, right? So even going on a road with him was just incredible. So every time I would lie, I was like, all right, cool. I'm about to go around Martin. It's about to be crazy. He's going to be super hype, full of energy. Let me tell you something. Martin is the coolest guy on the planet. He don't get hype about nothing. You'd be like, you be more hype than Martin. You'd be like, what's up, Martin? Hey, what's going on, man? You'd be like, oh, man, I'm so hype right now. And he's so cool. He never lost his cool. No. And when he goes out in front of the audience, man, they love Martin, because this is somebody we've been watching for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this right. dude goes out there, he brings the energy, he's super hype on stage, and he come off, and you think he's still going to be hype. You're like, hey, man, that was crazy. Yeah, man, you know, we're having a good time. I'm like, oh, we're back to cool. So Martin hey, listen, is the greatest.
Clayton, C.T. Thomas, you know, I really, I checked out your stand-up. Go to the Baltimore Comedy Factory and check him out. Have a wonderful holiday with you and yours, and I take it you'll be going back to L.A. for Thanksgiving. You'll be around loved ones.
Cooking. She's cooking awesome. While I'm going to be in Baltimore. And when I get, I'm taking a first thing smoking from Baltimore back to L.A. Thursday morning. And, oh, man, it's going to be phenomenal. I'm hoping you guys have one, too, because Thanksgiving can also be destroyed by the flick of the wrong mac and cheese. You understand me? If that mac
understand.
And cheese is not what it's supposed to be, the I holiday understand. Is not going to be fun for nobody. So I'm hoping everybody got somebody in their life to make some good mac and cheese.
Really, really funny guy. And check him out. And Wednesday night's such a great night. I think you're going to do really well. I think you're going to have to add that second show. Check him out. You can get tickets right now at BaltimoreComedy.com for a CT. Really nice talking to you. And you're very, very funny, and I really wish you nothing but the best. And I see you not only with the stand-up, I could see you really in the acting realm doing anything. I think you've got that vibe. So you know, please remember us if you get super famous.
Come
okay?
to DC and see us. Absolutely. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, stop by the studios and come and see us.
Anytime.
All right, CT. Thank you, man.
Thank
thanks
so you
much.
So much, man.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you coming on. Take care. Bye. That's Clayton CT Thomas, and he will be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. That's Wednesday, November 24th. We'll take a short break, and we will be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show every Baldy.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Miss one episode, and you miss a lot.
Hi, everybody. I'm the Candyman.
I have a dry skin issue. That's why I'm mercurized.
This is the love power.
People. The love power?
James Bond is home. We're swimming drunk.
You take the good, you take the bad. You take the both, and then you have the fact of life.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your only chance to get that fifth episode of TMOS every week, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Get a subscription today or gift one for the holidays. It's another great way to support TMOS. Click that bonus show banner now and get laughing. It's all at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
He's got a bump.
Thank you, Jim Amato. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Tommy John.
Tommy John?
Tommy John. This Black Friday, celebrate softness season by stocking up on your favorite Tommy John underwear, loungewear, and pajamas. When you start your day wearing Tommy John, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Shop their Black Friday sale right now and give the gift of comfort to everyone on your list, including yourself. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself, Asha. Treat yourself.
Tommy John. Tommy John men's and women's loungewear with over 16 million pairs sold. Give the gift of Tommy John, and giving it has become a holiday tradition for families all across the country. Here's a fact. 98% of women and men love getting a gift from Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics.
Settle down.
Everything that Tommy John makes feels sensational against my skin. I love it all.
It's like a party in your pants, Mike.
You will too. This holiday, make everyone in your family more comfortable with the gift of Tommy John. Tommy John loungewear, Tommy John underwear, Tommy John bras. Plus, it's all backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear.
Yes.
Or its free guarantee. Let me repeat that in case you didn't catch that. It's Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. That rolls off the tongue, believe it or not, even though it's a lot of words.
Yes.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, it's free guarantee. During Tommy John's Black Friday sale, get 20% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/TMOS. Get 20% off for a limited time only at TommyJohn.com/TMOS. That's TommyJohn.com/TMOS. See the site for details, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. We start today with history being made. On Friday, Kamala Harris became America's first female president, sort of. President Biden underwent a colonoscopy. So he was put under anesthesia. When that happens, the vice president is given a full presidential power. She's given full presidential power, and she becomes the acting president. This happens regularly, and the VP doesn't literally become president, but it's still pretty historic that Harris became the first woman to assume the duties of the president of the United States, and then she laughed inappropriately.
There's a small technicality.
I added that myself. I'm sorry.
Mike, there's a technicality there. It only counts because he did the colonoscopy for pleasure.
Yeah,
I was shocked to hear that report, and I also was shocked that you have to go under for a colon. I thought you could stay awake.
You can do a twilight.
I've had them both. I've had them when I've had them when I was conscious, and I've had them when I've been put out. Recently, all the colonoscopies I have, and I have one every week. People don't realize that about me. They knock you out.
Well, that's why we moved the show start time over the summer.
Yeah, because I was on my regular colonoscopy schedule.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is how it all happened on Men's Day, International Men's Day.
Okay.
So suck it, patriarchy.
Yeah.
So political.
And the joke about Kamala Harris laughing inappropriately, I don't like her laugh. Her laugh freaks me out. She's like, oh, hi.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet. I haven't even thought about it.
It's very, very odd. Let me move on here. Jennifer Lawrence took the concept of method acting seriously while filming the movie that's coming up that looks really good to me, Don't Look Up, because she got high. Since her character would smoke pot to calm her nerves after learning that a comet is heading towards Earth, Jennifer did too. Quote, I was a real target. I love Jennifer Lawrence. She makes me laugh. Everyone was messing with me, I guess because I was high. Easy to F with. So if Lawrence's eyes look super red in the movie, you can bet it's not movie magic. Oh, and don't worry. She wasn't pregnant at the time, which I guess she is now. Don't Look Up hits theaters. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it December 10th, then goes to Netflix 2 weeks later on Christmas Eve. And
perfect.
It's really a movie that I'm looking forward to. We may get Pony's movie review later on with the Ghostbusters thing.
But we'll
see. The power of Adele is upon us. The power of Adele compels you. This is power. This is celebrity power right here. She got Spotify to change things so that shuffling the music isn't the default setting when you listen to an album. She said, quote, "This was the only request I had in our ever-changing industry. We don't create albums so much care and thought into our track listing for no reason. Our art tells the story, blah, blah, blah." She goes, so she got them to switch that so it doesn't automatically shuffle. It plays the album in the order that the album was
She's
put together.
She's powerful, isn't it?
She's very, isn't it? I guess I got more power than you at Spotify. Spotify!
There are probably purists out there that love this.
I adore it.
Annoying that Spotify would do that.
Yes.
But I would just change the settings. But most people don't even touch the app.
I love it. I think it is so important. And there are very few people that are making albums like she does still. And they should. The song should be listened to in order. It throws me when an album is out of order.
Well, a new album's 30, isn't it?
It
came out last Friday and was available right away on Spotify. Unlike her last album, 25, which took over 6 months. Huh. So that's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, but good for her, isn't it?
Isn't it? There we go. Bob Pishu. That name might not be familiar to you, but...
Is he a Pokemon?
No. His name is Bob Pishu, P-I-S-H-U-E. He's an analyst with Transportation Analytics. The company is called INRIX. You might have heard of them before.
Okay.
He said traffic won't be as bad as it was in 2019, but the roads are definitely more congested than they were last year. Here's INRIX, the company's advice for travelers. Leave early, but they get a little more specific than that because that's kind of a no-brainer.
I was going to say, a big firm needed to tell you that.
INRIX found that traffic delays nationwide are expected to be up 40% higher than normal over Thanksgiving. It's going to be, I would imagine, if you're a traveler and you're on the road, it's going to feel like a bit of a shock with what we dealt with last year. There are ways to beat the road congestion. Pishu says morning departures tend to be ideal, especially now that there are fewer people commuting to work or school in the pandemic. INRIX found that the best time to take off, see, they say morning, but then they give you the real detail, is after 9 p.m. on Wednesday. And before 11 a.m. on Thursday. Mm. That's the way it should be done. If you want to get there and you're driving, drive late at night. And nobody wants to, but that's what you should do.
Thanksgiving in Newport News with Carrie's family, we'd leave at 5 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. And you wouldn't see a person on the road. It sucks.
For three hours, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
At 9 a.m. is when everybody, the peepers are open and the pooping's done and the pancakes
We're
have been
gonna
eaten.
We're
going to
go by Starbucks, then go see Grandma. Yeah.
Exactly. Best time to head back before 11 a.m. Before noon on Saturday and Sunday. I don't agree with that at all. I think if you're leaving Sunday...
Oh, you're screwed.
And you're not leaving at the crack of dawn, you're screwed. So that's my opinion. Yeah, right. And I'm not a corporation that handles traffic. All right? Just thought I'd give it. An Alabama engineer took inspiration from his childhood to break a Guinness World Record for building the world's largest Nerf gun. Michael Pick... of Huntsville. He's a software engineer and a YouTuber. He earned the record by building a version of the Nerf and Strike Elite Longshot CS6 that measures 12 feet, 6 inches long, 300% larger than the original toy. Pick's creation had to be a fully functioning Nerf gun, larger than the 6-foot creation of previous record holder Mark Rober. Nice that there are guys out there competing. Pick's final creation launches darts made from PVC pipe, foam, and 3D printed caps.
Wow.
The 12-inch darts reach speeds of up to 50 miles per hour and can travel a maximum distance of about 250 feet. I am a doof, so I looked for a video. I could not find
one. Was Charlie excited to get it?
No, but the sound you just heard was my son dropping everything. There you go. I want to talk about his... He might be out there right now. Yeah. I want to talk about his Christmas present because I want to get him something, but I don't know anything about it. And I want to get it cost effective. So I want to make sure I don't spend too much money. It's really important. We'll get to it in a minute. I don't know why I must be. It's a flight simulator.
Oh, okay.
I want to get it for him and for me, but I don't want to buy the... ridiculous expensive computer for
I've seen that.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, now a little something. I gotta play my thing. A couple recently got married over Zoom, and they never met each other in real life before. The woman is British, the man lives in the United States, and the travel restrictions have kept them from meeting in person. They did the whole thing via Zoom, and I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the brand new Mr. and Mrs. Matthew Bloom. Thank you very much. Very good. We are done with that. Got to take a little break. Lots to get to. Two-thirds of my progeny here in the house. I took in a major sporting event over the weekend and reached out and got very close to the competitors. And lots of other stuff. Oh, I'm eating pot gummies. We'll be right back.
What?
Hey, kids. Balmer Betty here. My cousin Billy is done crabbing for the season and is ready to help the elves out down the old TMOS kitchen with the fruitcake futures. But you gotta get them ordered now. The boys are down to the wire. Remember, you're not just getting a delicious Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake hon. You're fundraising to keep the boys on the air. You don't want that show to go bye-bye. All that extra stimmy in your pocket. Why not upgrade and order to Super Premium and help the boys out? They did not cut corners on ingredients and it's top-notch quality right there. Billy promises he won't put any Old Bay in them. Get yours now. While you're at it, why not renew your bounty show or send some to your friends. They both make great holiday gifts. Also, don't forget, gotta have them in time to get to the post office so we can get them out to you. So order today before time runs out or you'll be sorry. Time's a fleeting.
Thank you, Bailey.
Baby.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of a program is brought to you by Ultimate Ears Fits. A word about ears, if you please. Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
These things saved my life on Saturday because I had to have like three scheduled maintenance things done on the car. Mm-hmm. I was in the waiting room at Subaru for like 3 hours. Had these in the whole time. I forgot they were in there. They're so comfortable. They sound so good. At times, I checked to make sure I wasn't playing through my phone.
Yes.
Because they just give you the most quality sense.
That's the mark of a good fit right there. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really
great.
The
comfort is a big deal. If they don't fit well, they are going to be uncomfortable. That's no good. Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change the way you wear headphones. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go, and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows like this one. Right up till bedtime, you can play and pause music and answer calls with built-in controls. Plus, the sound is the best. And if you don't love them like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits.
They do. Indeed.
I have Elizabeth, my dad. Elizabeth, are you around? Oh, they're gone.
What about the
gummies? I don't know where they went.
You just dropped the bomb on.
Yeah, the gummy bomb.
Well, okay, so I am a rube when it comes to the idea of social media targeting me with advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I have had to go back and cancel orders multiple times because I will get that false advertising that Facebook sends out, you know, mm-hmm. where they tell you like a company's owned by Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did with these gummies. I'm not going to mention the name because I saw it and then it was a lot more expensive.
It's a big problem in that space.
Dances with Wolves brand gummies.
Yellowstone.
Well, I really, really freaked out because it was expensive, more expensive than I wanted. And I went, now I'm not sure he's associated with the company at all. And I really felt rubed out. I truly did.
Wow,
these are CBDs. These are not.
Oh, okay.
You're not getting high. You're not getting high.
Okay, man.
I slept well last night. I took one and I slept well. But I realized as I've already ordered.
Yes.
And sometimes when you order something really fast, then you go back and research it. That's not the right way to do it.
Yes.
And so I did it this way, and I felt so stupid because I went back. I'm like, oh, my God, there are like 20 different companies attached to this ad, and mm-hmm. I don't know what's what. And I get pissed. And so I ended up not going online. I actually call their number, and I make a real pissy stink about not canceling my order.
What?
A pissy stink.
Of course.
I was not happy. And hi, come on in, say hi. Come on in and say hi. There's we've got my middle child. Yeah! There's my middle child. Home safe and sound. How are you?
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, oh, good nice to see you as well.
Put some headphones here. You put my headphones on. Go ahead. We can hold them right here. You can hear them.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Hi,
how
guys.
Are you guys?
We're excellent. Great to see you. How was your trip in?
It was great. It was long. We had about an hour and a half of traffic extra. So
bonus.
A 14-hour drive turned into a 15 and a half, but it was fine.
You're there now. Though.
You are there.
You're
yeah.
There.
So let me tell you about this young lady right here, because I am kind of proud, if you'll allow me to gloat for just a second.
Go right ahead.
Elizabeth's job and what she's been working on for most of the summer involves Arlington National Cemetery. And I didn't know all the details until she was going over some photos that she had. But this young lady, when you go, if you go, I've always said, when you go to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to seeing the Washington Monument and all that, you owe it to yourself to really see people that made the ultimate sacrifice and honor them by going over to Arlington National Cemetery. My daughter has been working at Arlington National Cemetery in the restoration department over there, and she has been restoring the Tomb of the Unknown Soul.
Get out! Really?
Before and after pictures on what she and her coworkers were able to do. Absolutely amazing. And so if you find your way to Arlington National and you go to the Tomb of the Unknown, just know that this one here
how
was
rewarding.
Responsible
that's
for
that's so
for,
good
you
what
know,
an honor
for
yeah.
doing that
yeah.
it's just amazing. So what are your plans with my I'm taking your beau golfing today. Mm-hmm. Is he nervous?
A little, yeah.
Okay. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your plans with, and Carla's working, of mm-hmm. course, always working now, just the way
it's
it should
be. The holidays.
It is. You know, those gifts aren't going to buy themselves.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. So what are you going to be doing with Michael?
We're currently building. I bought him a little Lego Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, so that's what we're doing right now.
Nice to see Lego gets its hands into everything.
Although it's the off-brand Lego, so.
Oh, it's the off-brand. It's probably made in Japan or something.
Yeah, it's called Tomb of the Guy We Don't Know.
All right, well, get out of here. I love you. Thank you,
bye.
Sweetheart. Love you. That's Elizabeth.
Yeah,
that's
she's that working on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. My daughter just got another tattoo, so we're all so proud.
She did?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, what does it mean? And there was a before picture of the Tomb of the Unknown with this hairline fracture right through it, and they repair this, and they just do an amazing job on all of these monuments that have to be painstakingly brought back to
shape.
Forgive
my ignorance. I believe the unknown soldier was actually a casualty of World War I.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
But how old is the? Do you know how old? Did she mention how old the monument itself is?
I have no idea. I didn't
I've
ask that question
it. It's
yet.
Amazingly, yeah. It's an emotional experience to
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. And the process, there was a general, I'm sorry about the lack of detail, but mm-hmm. there was a bronze statue of one of these generals that's there also, and restoring with the chemicals that are required yeah. just to get these things back in shape. I'm proud of her. She did a great job, and that's going to be, hundreds of thousands of people are going to see that, and I think it's really cool.
What a great feeling, though, as a father. To know that your daughter is making that type of impact.
Yeah, and now it's a contract job, yeah. So she's on to other greener pastures. Not sure what's going to come next, but she kind of likes this bringing things back to life, and we'll see where that goes. And we should have the other daughter in the house Wednesday morning. She's flying into Miami from L.A. She's going to do a little night in Miami on Tuesday night. We'll see what happens. Yes,
believe it or not, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier celebrates observes its centennial this year. It was dedicated in 1921.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, they were doing, that's probably a reason that they were doing all the work. But back to the gummies.
Yes.
So I call them, and I got to be kind of a dick with the person on the phone about
hello.
It. So, well, I didn't know. No, you're not getting your money
back. I'm so sorry. It took me a long time to answer the phone. There's a total scene at the food court.
I get pissy with them, and they say, okay, I just talked to my manager. You'll be getting a full refund. And then I get an email that says I've got a refund. And then, obviously, they really did send the gummies out anyway because they arrived. And I'm not sending them back.
Oh, so you got them free?
Showing them.
So yeah. I ate one two nights ago. I ate one last night. And I do think maybe I got a better night's sleep, but I'm not 100%
sure. What's the flavor?
You know, like all the fruit flavor for all the gummies. You know, we all eat gummies. That's
do
what
you
we
feel
have
the
now.
Calming effect, or you, do you feel that you've had
I
a
feel
sleep?
That I am not somebody. All right, I'll give you the tell, Oscar.
Okay.
When I'm sitting there in my chair and I get halfway through Succession, which is now my go-to favorite show.
Watched it last
and
night.
I turn it off and go back. I'll go back today to watch the second half of it. Mm-hmm. That means something. That means that there's obviously a little tell with the gummies, and I sleep straight through. So that's pretty cool. And I don't feel any ill effects today other than a total lack of motivation to work.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
You didn't come in and tell the world, I don't even want to be here today.
Yeah, I did, which is what I just realized. I just, you know, we can be flapping our gums and figure stuff out on the show, on the fly.
Yeah.
I just realized, yes, I'm going to put them away. It's removing any work ethic that I have. And I have a good work ethic, and I'm very, very disappointed.
Yeah.
I have an okay work ethic.
Oscar just drew an amazing correlation that none of us saw coming. Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. And I came, man, I'm really, you know, I'm not
shocked.
But there's no, the high factor is not in there. If there was just a touch of that, I'd be okay with that too.
Right.
Because then I'd eat one right before we taped the show.
Yeah.
You should try it on an off work day and see how you feel the next day.
Yeah, well, I you know, this is a work day, and I won't eat one
take
tonight.
Take three of them before the parade on Thursday and watch the parade on TV.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, why did you have to bring up parade?
Yeah.
God,
I'm sorry.
Jeez. I mean, it's just, you know, I didn't want to come in and be heavy about it, but man, oh, man, it's just... Oh, God, there have been these little stories that just affect me so much.
I think my mom raced down and shared the news. I was like, why do you? So. And I looked on my phone. She was absolutely right. Tragic.
Yeah.
Christmas parade.
I know.
What's brutal. Driving a car through? I'm sorry, guys. This didn't happen when I was a kid. I don't remember hearing stories about people driving into a Christmas parade. We have become less sensitive to one another. I believe that we need to fix the people that are broken, and we need to be more empathetic. I really do. I think that that's essential.
I don't know how just you can fix them, though.
Monstrosities out there, you know, people. And this is on the heels of watching that fossil Diane Sawyer interview the those kids from that horrible couple that had 13 kids chained to beds and stuff like that, and how one of these brave young ladies, who is also absolutely stunningly beautiful, was able to escape from the house, and they got these people locked up for life, thank God.
Good.
But it's just, man's inhumanity to man. I'd like to give them all a bunch of gummies. I really would. All the bad people. You know,
make sure you get the Kevin Costner brand.
Yes.
Only the
Kevin
best.
Kevin Costner. Yeah.
Celebrity endorsed.
We'll come back. I want to talk to the boys because we've got everybody making their plans, winding down, and it is a holiday week, and we will not be giving you what kind of stuffing recipes that you need on the Mike O'Berry Show. We're just here, and it's just a chill show. Man.
Can we get some Funyuns down there, please?
We'll be right back.
Time is running out.
You only have until this Friday to order a holiday must-have.
A genuine Spiewak family fruitcake. Baked with a flavor to savor.
Every cherry is merry.
Every orange peel is real. Packed with three kinds of nuts.
It's a typhoon of taste.
A tsunami of spice.
A hurricane of holiday happiness in your mouth.
Act now and get the deluxe package or the super premium package
that comes with a hand-signed card and a one-of-a-kind collectible.
Purchase 1, 2, 10, or buy them by the truckload.
Act now because they only have until this Friday to order.
You better hurry.
Don't get left out in the cold. Every fruitcake must be sold.
Be a holiday hero and help support TMOS.
Hurry and order today. These fruitcakes are insane.
Thank you. Wow, that stopped.
It did.
That was
stop
just
right
rather abrupt. Hey, have you ever noticed how difficult and confusing it can be to start investing? There's so many barriers. One single share can cost a mint. Such confusion. Oy. That's why Oscar and Rob joined Public.com. They can start small with slices of shares and invest in what they believe with any amount. Exchange insights with a community of investors and build a portfolio with confidence. When you invest on Public.com, Vestors.com. You're never alone. Connect with Vestors from all walks of life to learn new ideas and gain confidence. Choose from thousands of stocks and ETFs, along with 10 popular cryptocurrencies. And Public.com takes your privacy seriously. They don't participate in payment for order flow. That's when brokerages sell your trades to third parties. Instead, Public.com, I always make that mistake, routes your trades to the exchanges directly, so there's no middleman. Public.com, invest with confidence. Start investing with as little as a dollar and get a free slice of stock up to $50 when you join Public.com today. Visit Public.com/TMOS to download the app and sign up. That's Public.com/TMOS. Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus, subject to account approval. See Public.com/disclosures, not investment advice. And now all I have in my mind is that maybe I'm really not quite motivated, you know. I like, in a moment I'll come back from a break and I'll have a white towel over my shoulder or something.
Do you feel you got to read all your news stories?
You have the family, the CBD's in your head. It's just the family's there. That's all it is.
It's it's the holidays. It's the turn. It's the holiday turn. I know the holidays technically start.
I swear to God, I didn't start thinking about this until Oscar.
Well, you know what's great is that it's not like pot causes paranoia.
No,
nah, no.
No, I am. It's meaningless. I'm super chill. I am really super chill. I do not. I don't come in and get particularly nervous for a show.
You have an edge to you.
And pot doesn't make
you want to make excuses. Today?
No. It's been sanded down.
Yeah, you know what it is?
Yeah,
even Steven. Yeah.
I need that edge. That's why I'd never be like, yeah, that's good. That's a good point, Oscar. Yeah, you'd never hear me with that.
Agreed.
I wouldn't do that. So your family is home in its entirety. The Mountaineer and the Ram. VCU.
He got in late after I went to bed on Friday night, and he slept until I woke him up.
What is the deal with his departures on Fridays? Coming back?
Because getting to your house late at night. It was as soon as Carrie could leave work to go get him because it was.
She's got to fetch him.
Doesn't have to, but she chose to. And so, but I went
when
to bed.
Does he get a car down there?
Maybe next semester and absolutely next year.
Okay. All right. Because that's a hassle.
Yeah, it is a hassle.
I might not have seen my folks if I didn't have my father's old beater. Yeah. We used to do that at AU too. Yeah. Those were drag trips when we'd drive from Washington, D.C. up to Connecticut. Ugh. And
that's when we dropped. That's like 8 hours?
Yeah, it's 8 hours. And one time I had five guys in the car in my, I think it was my Plymouth Satellite. Was it my Plymouth Satellite? I'm not sure. Yeah, I had it in my Plymouth Satellite, and I dropped Mark Fiedelholtz off in the worst part of the Bronx because he was a last minute. Come on, man. You dropped me off in New York. Anyway, right off the highway. I dropped him off right off the highway. Got over the GW. Put him right in.
Thanks,
dude.
Put
him right in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Jerome Avenue. I dropped him off on Jerome Avenue.
Wow.
Yeah, because he was such a nudge, such a pain in the ass. And then I dropped the other guys off in like Norwalk, Stamford, New Haven, and then made my way back home. And it was
close.
It's a drag. You know?
Robert's on the end of Hell Week for getting inducted into his fraternity. And so one of the things is that they make them stay up and do things. So he was so totally
exhausted.
How
long is the pledge? The pledge is been all semester,
pretty
hasn't
much
been?
But he'll be inducted before Christmas. He's in so that's what means.
You make it sound like it's an accomplishment.
Well, I'm just
it's
glad
really
it's done.
Not
I'm glad it's done.
Some Ivy League university.
I didn't want to make it, Mike, I apologize. I didn't want to make it sound like it was an accomplishment. I just wanted to be glad that it was done.
Like he passed the bar.
Yeah, so anyway,
all right, so what is the latest on his other, you know, world of college besides being in a fraternity?
He is not going to get kicked out. He's not going to be on academic probation. We're not going to be sending out any announcements. He never was. He never was. But it's just, he's not going to be honor roll. I know this. And he will be taking a class.
How do you know that?
Yeah, he just told me. He said, we're looking at some C's this semester. And he's going to take a class over winter break to bring that GPA up. And also, the other big news is that the what was that, Oscar?
It's harder to raise your GPA over the years, so starting off with that block is not necessarily.
Maybe you could offer some pointers to him.
Well, I've been saying this the whole time,
I told him this too.
Enough.
Yeah.
Enough.
Also, the other big news is that he and Tori are on a break. So he's no longer with
his girl?
Yeah. Because there was so much fraternity stuff going on that she was saying, what about me? What about me? And he says, well, I guess not about you. Let's put a pin in this.
He literally picked his bros over hoes.
Well, I don't know that I would call her that. What he does, he chose his fraternity over a romantic pursuit.
Sorry. Well, is everything all right? Is everything okay with
him? He seems okay.
No, I'm talking about you.
Well, no, not really, because I wanted him
to not... Okay, talk to us. Come on, what's going on?
All I talked to him about all summer long is you got to do well your first semester. You just got to do it.
Do well my first semester.
Yeah, well, I did.
I mean, freshman
year. Julia did.
I didn't.
And I know, and I said...
I had to raise my GPA to transfer out
And
of,
I explained
Marist.
To him, I said, and I told him before he screwed this up, I said, you know, it's hard to raise it. What's easy to do is maintain it. That's what you got to do. And
yeah, but now that the fraternity stuff is over, it is time to focus on the academics.
The classes seem to get harder as you get deeper into college. They don't get easier.
I told the story about that intro to philosophy course that I took, and I was terrified. And I called my folks saying, I don't think I'm college material. I swear to God, all that's true. I don't know. I had a low one, and I got it up to like a 3.2, 3.3, you know, which was... not what it should be, you know? I mean, it's just this is the advice I'm going to impart to Robert III.
And I'll pass it along.
And you can pass it along to him, is having a plan, you know? I mean, having a plan, that's the key. That's the key. And I think that is for the biggest difference I see with the MBAs, and the super bright people and well-educated people, they all have that. They got their chess moves like five places down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And they know where they're going to go, what they're going to do, and how it's going to work, and how much work is necessary to get there. And that's, fraternity is fun, and it's right there. And
it's going to be an important part of his life. I don't discount that.
Yeah, no, and he'll my brother-in-law has to this day. He's not north of 70, and his fraternity brothers are his main friends.
Yeah.
For life. That's a good thing. But, you know, having the, you know, where do you want to be? Does he know what he wants to major in yet?
He does. It's something sports medicine or sports therapeutic, stuff like that. He doesn't have the exact track ready. But also, you're only allowed for the first 2 years, first four semesters, take like three classes that apply directly to that.
He's taking the core classes.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, so I get it.
And so things will switch. I wish him all the best. And you know what? It's great to have him here and to get him back on a regular sleep schedule. I did get him up long enough on Saturday to go to Jimmy's, and then we came home and he went back to bed.
Can I give you some advice you can really take home to him? And this is not a joke. Just tell him it's okay to ask for help. If you go to the professor and say, is there a study group you know of, or maybe something...
That's very valid.
That is not hard. Ask for help. And if the
professors
thinks you're into
as a rule, they want to help
you. Yeah, they'll tell you, hey, this group meets on so-and-so night, or there might be something going on here. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And why did they break up? Why did they break up?
Because she was not getting enough attention because of fraternity-based activities. He said it was leading to a lot of arguments.
Yeah. So he's going to frat parties.
Yeah. Events, okay. Mike. I think they're events.
Without her.
Yeah. I think he had to focus because, when you're a pledge, you have to work the parties. Do things. So.
All right. Well, I mean, he got through it. That's the most important thing. How about your other daughter?
She's great. She's fantastic. I saw her yesterday.
I mean, your daughter.
Yeah. Sorry. She came home. I didn't realize she was going to come home for the whole week. This is exciting. I think she may come by Podcast Village tomorrow, so we may have her on the show, depending on whether or not she can get herself out of bed.
I love that.
And so she is doing great. We were surprised to find out she got another tattoo, but, you know, after two
Big,
or three.
Big, small?
Medium-sized on her stomach, it turns out. I've not seen it. I've only heard about it. So Carrie came downstairs. This was funny. She said, do you see your daughter? And she indicated her stomach. I said, what, pregnant? She said, no, more permanent than that. It's a tattoo.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Did you ask to see it?
Well, no, because I heard about it after she went out to a concert last night. So I've not seen her since I found out.
Oh, you haven't seen her?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I saw her before, but I didn't see the tattoo.
Did Carrie describe it?
No, she didn't. Because I just, you know what, I said, whatever. I was not in the mood yesterday.
No?
Not in the mood.
Well, everything's coming up aces for you, it looks like.
And it turns out we're going to have three dogs for Thanksgiving, which is nice. We're having my mom, whose dog was invited, because when my mom brings her dog, then she doesn't have to rush home. So that's nice. So we'll have Alinus and Lulu. And then I found out we're going to have Luna.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
This man's world is falling apart.
You don't sound happy. You sound like
it's the holidays.
I mean, nothing you've told me is anything dire.
No.
Really?
No.
Everybody's sort of. GPA, she can get that tattoo removed. No big deal.
Yeah. We can have a bull mastiff over for Thanksgiving. Sure. It doesn't take up much room.
Hope that's the dog you like, right?
I love it, unless it has the nervous stomach. Because when a mastiff has a nervous stomach, everybody gets nervous.
Or how about you? Are you okay with the
holiday? Oh, I love this, Mike. My family's coming in tomorrow. My brother, my sister-in-law, and my nephew get in. Little Sebastian.
How's his GPA?
I'm sure he's. He's at some private school that does no grading. It's just a holistic at this point, right?
Oh, God.
It's the preschool before they get into kindergarten.
Oh, I get it. Okay,
yeah.
No problem.
And then
he got an O for outstanding.
And then we have the LA contingency coming in on Wednesday, and they're doing a bit where they're going to Pittsburgh to see their friends first. So they'll fly in Wednesday morning, and then they'll drive.
Because they lived in Pittsburgh for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
And then they'll drive from Pittsburgh.
So everybody's going to be together.
Mm-hmm. They'll be together. And what I love, Mike, is I don't have to worry about a thing. As I told my mom yesterday, she was asking me about, you know, cakes and this. And I said, Mom, this Thanksgiving, I just want to be left alone. And she looked at me. She goes, what's wrong with you? I said, the whole family's coming here. Ask them. They owe you things.
You That's arrive a great point. Half an hour before
That's
dinner.
That's what I said.
Done and
deal.
Then hang out and split or stay over if you feel like it, whatever.
What you do is you take an Uber over, get there 15 minutes before dinner, and you've already been drinking.
My mom literally said, what time are you going to get here to help get started? I said, I'm going to get here. Well, I said, what time is dinner? And she says, 3 o'clock. And I said, well, that's more like lunch dinner, but okay. We'll be here at 2:30.
That's the man. Perfect. That's a way to do it. I will be having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's almost
11.
Perfect.
I will be having 11 people.
Nine is better than 11.
I should add that my father has arrived. He's back
here.
In town. He arrived yesterday. I did see him.
Is he at a hotel or is he at the house?
He's at the house, and there was a weird energy as soon as we walked in because my mom didn't tell us that my dad had arrived. And I walk in. My mom had all the lights dimmed low. I was like, Mom,
Darth Vader has arrived.
I said, Mom, are you okay? And she's like, tu papá ha llegado. And I said, Dad's home? And she goes, sí, está arriba. He's upstairs. And I said, now this all makes sense. You're in mourning from your freedom.
So you lit a candle and left?
That's awesome. That's fantastic. In mourning. Oh, my God. I love that. Everybody's together.
Yeah.
That's what really, really counts. I want tomorrow to find out about that tattoo. I'm just curious.
We'll find out.
On her stomach. And, not to be, it's your daughter, I know. But what location of the stomach's significant in those situations, too. We'll be right back, everybody.
Don't be gross.
Stop it!
KTMOS Country, driving you loco on the Cattle Drive to Work Show. Good morning, America.
We had your daughter on this show.
It's me, Chuck Wagon, on Spiewak County's best country. Playing the country hits while you're spraying your stinky pits. Have you ever thought about being a KTMOS talking head? Well, have you? Well, partner, it's easy to do. Just drop us a note at rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's, doodah. Tell us why you'd be a great talking head, and be sure to include your phone number, and don't forget your name. Oh, what's my name? F*** you, that's my name. Here's Buck Owens.
You don't know me, but you don't like me.
You don't know me, but I want to take this opportunity with our friends Mark Livingstone and Company at Cornerstone First Financial to wish every single one of them, as our friend CT says, blessings for a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Cornerstone First Financial, Mark Livingstone and people over there are just so great at handling your refi or your mortgages. Please do that. And I have a freeze here where I'm having trouble. What's that? Do we have their phone number? number written down anywhere, guys?
I can bring it up in a second.
Hold on a second. I'll get it for you in just a second.
Mark,
here.
Joe.
I got it. No everyone. Problem at all.
Everybody.
They've been local advertisers that help us out, and they do national business, of course, around the country. But it's really, really a special relationship we've had with them for some time. And they do great work because we have all taken the opportunity to use Cornerstone in our financing. And they do a great job because they got their own moolah, and they can help you out. And rates are, you know, going to really increase somewhere down the road. Rates are down now. The Fed will absolutely need to raise them. So please take advantage and go see my friend Mark Livingstone and his wonderful team over there. Or give him a call, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. You ready to go to Soundtown?
Let's go there.
Let's go to Soundtown, everybody.
Welcome to Soundtown.
There it is. That's Soundtown, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, I just got a great email.
He's going to be doing more. He'll be doing
yes,
more.
Yes, yes.
I got a great email from Clayton Thomas. He says, thank you so much. I had an amazing time, and you guys are dope. So that's awesome. Maybe he's talking about your
that's
gummies.
That's good.
Well, that's good. Dope is good?
That's good.
That's good.
It is good.
And a thank you to Twitch and Sheila Kenny, his amazing publicist, for making that happen.
Sweet.
Now, did you see the video of LeBron James getting ejected?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. This
is
wild.
Great.
This is, and the audio is even great. What happened is there was a rebound after a free throw, and you didn't really see it on TV, but I saw it on Twitter. He elbowed Isaiah Stewart in the eye. And drew blood, and the fight was nuts.
Tonight, it's their number one guy, Jeremy Grant. Uh-oh. Stewart and LeBron. Stewart is hot. And everybody's coming out now.
Now, this is ridiculous. Yeah, he must have caught an elbow or something, but...
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of blood streaming from the side of the eye. Look, here goes Stewart.
Are they telling people to stay in their seats?
I think he's a little upset. It was along the free throw line on the free throw, and he's still trying to get loose.
He is knocking over. He's out of the game, without question.
I mean,
it's like he's running through the line. That's nuts. That's just crazy right now.
That's just crazy.
That's crazy right now. Or you could look at the face and the blood pouring
with his elbow and
down
his
the
hand.
Face of Isaiah Stewart.
The amazing part is right after that, Bill Butters came in.
Now Smith wants a piece of Butters. Oh, my God.
But it was
Stewart
nasty.
Was like out of his mind and bleeding.
Anyone would be.
Yeah. He got
his eye, he got his lip, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of blood. Now, speaking of basketball, Mike, I know you're a Shaquille O'Neal fan. Do you know that he turned down a pretty major film role?
Really?
Yes. He was supposed to be the big guy in the Green Mile.
Green Mile. That was my role in Green Mile. I turned it down. They wanted to play the down south African American guy during slavery. You know what I mean? I didn't want to play that role. But the guy who played it did a wonderful job. He's no longer with us. He passed away. Michael Clark Duncan did an excellent job. So I think I made the right decision because he did way better than I could have done. But I got offered that role.
I think Shaq could have played that role.
But the role, what was the name of the actor?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan was, that movie's not the same movie without him. So it was amazing how he did.
People are stupid. Count on it. And they get so excited in San Diego over the weekend on the freeway. An armored truck did not fasten their back door. It swung open, and what flew out all over the freeway? Money! And people,
I saw this.
And people are thinking, hey,
free money.
They're
what
so
were the
stupid.
I didn't get a chance because I saw it with the sound off. What were the denominations of the bills? Were they like 20s or were they dollars?
I think they were mostly 20s. But the thing is that these people don't get to keep the money. Here's an eyewitness and a lawyer explaining why these people are under investigation.
People are celebrating and saying, it's cash. And they're running around and they're just grabbing him with both hands. Everybody was getting along, no problem. Everybody was really happy and excited.
People get the wrong idea. They think finders keepers. They might think possession is 9/10 of the law. They've heard that colloquialism somewhere. But that's not the law.
That's not the law, Mike.
So they're
trying to find the people that kept the cash if they haven't turned it in.
Yeah.
I probably feel the same way. If I saw like $75 under my car or something like that, let's go.
If you're on a road trip, you're like, this is a finder keeper.
Actually, I had a thought about it. If I was driving and saw the money through the air, what I would do is I'd start my wipers because the wetness of the wiper fluid would make it
would
stick to
the money.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're not even out of the car.
Genius.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how
fantastic.
You do it. That's
you didn't look. Take it. It rode with you.
And my windshield has never been cleaner. Oscar, I pulled this for you because no one cares. The American Music Awards were last night.
Yes.
However, they did stage a reunion on the stage.
J-Lo is so great. I love that new song of hers from the movie with Owen Wilson. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's always great.
I just love J-Lo.
You have for a long time. But for Oscar, how about New Kids on the Block and New Edition?
Ooh.
Trading hits on stage. I hate the fact. I know, Mike, this is not for you.
It's for me.
Right. It's not for me. It's for him. Yeah. All right, here we go.
What are they, 70 now?
Yes.
Right.
Old Men on the Block.
There we go.
And Old Edition.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
New Edition? Yeah. Remember this, Mike? Oh, this was a hit. If Bobby Brown wasn't such an a-hole, I could enjoy this more.
Oscar loves this, and you probably associate it with the death of Top 40 radio, which is what it is.
It's just horrible music.
Luckily, I was able to compress it, but you had people that watched it had to watch.
But I'm chill about it because I had the gummy last night.
Don't you want me to hear?
I'm really thinking about that. I am really thinking that I have that demeanor today, and I might have to stop them because I'd rather, you know, I think I would have been more vocal about that particular amount of music.
Mike, you should either take none or more, but I think you're in a soft spot right now.
It's interesting.
It might help your game on the golf course.
That I will report back.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he falls asleep in the cart. It's your shot, Mike.
I'll report back to you. Yeah. Oh, I went to an LPGA event yesterday. The CME Championship that they have down about 20
third.
Minutes from my house.
Yeah, that's great.
The women play from the tips of of the golf course. They are... they're so much longer and stronger and better and talented and better putters and just precise. And I've never seen anything. I mean, I think maybe 15 years ago, I went to an LPGA event and they're so much better. And so I said, Michael, if you stand by the rope when they're coming off the green there or the tee, you put your hand up, they'll give you a high five. And this Marshall douche says, well, they really normally don't do that. I said, Michael. And I said, right in front of the marshal, I said, Michael, I've been to these things. Yes, they do. And he's like, I said, power trip, volunteer, your moment of power. By the way, I guess the guy was wrong when Lexi Thompson high-fived my son. Okay? Thank you very much.
You know what that marshal needed? He needed a gummy.
Yeah,
a gummy.
Calm
down. They're taking a fistful of them. Here, chill out.
Kevin Costner
power gripper.
I take the Julie Inkster gummies.
He owns the company.
I'm sorry.
I'm not just a client.
It ought to be good then.
Mike, I don't usually call on you. Do you have the Make Good Choices tape handy?
The Make Good Choices?
Yeah.
I have it right here.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Do you want it right now?
Yeah, if you could for an example.
Okay.
Make good choices!
This is the lady that embarrasses her son when he drops him off at school. This is, we close with this. He got
this
some
is the lady who embarrasses her son when she drops him off at school.
That's right. And so he, the son, got some revenge this week because they've been gaining followers on social. So this is what he did.
I love you.
I love you too.
I hope you have a marvelous day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you. Hope you have a great day. Don't forget to put on your adult diapers when you get to work so you don't have another accident. Love you.
I love you.
I don't hear anything he's saying.
He said, don't forget to put on your adult diapers when you get to work so you don't have another accident. He yelled it across that same school courtyard.
Can you play it again now
course,
and turn it up a little bit, please?
You.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you, too.
I hope you have a marvelous day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you. Hope you have a great day. Don't forget to put on your adult diapers when you get to work so you don't have another accident. Love you.
I love you.
And I love that he closes with, I love you, bye. That is your trip to Soundtown. So long.
Oh, that's fantastic. We have a thingy for Soundtown here. I think we do. Yes. There we go.
Now leaving Soundtown. Please there come again.
That's it. Now leaving Soundtown. And Rob's going to have fun with the intro to that. I don't know why I'm thinking about the fact that gummies are affecting me. That's like, I was better at the beginning of the show than I am right now.
You know
that
we've only done 62 minutes. Why are you ending the show?
I don't know. Something's wrong with me. I don't want to mess with that. Our thanks to CT, Clayton CT Thomas, will be appearing at the Baltimore Comedy Factory Wednesday, November 24th. You can get your tickets at Team CT on social, or you can get it in BaltimoreComedy.com. Great guy. Very nice
very
talking
nice
to
fellow.
Him. We'll be back tomorrow with another show as we head down the road to Turkey Day. I love you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
420.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
You look at the miserable globalists. You look at people like Bill Gates, and you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them. They are miserable slaves of Satan. And we pray for them and hope that the Holy Spirit can still touch their soul.
Make good choices.